This is Optimal Startup Daily, episode 642, Everything You Need to Know About the SEP IRA, by Philip Taylor of ptmoney.com. And I'm Dan, I am your host, and a very happy 4th of July if you are here in the United States, and welcome back to Optimal Startup Daily, or welcome for the first time if you're just discovering us. This is where I read to you from some of the best blogs on entrepreneurship every single day, including weekends and holidays like today. So with that, let's get right to our post from PT, as we optimize your life. Everything You Need to Know About the SEP IRA, by Philip Taylor of ptmoney.com. As a self-employed business owner, you may be looking for the right kind of plan to save for retirement, but it's easy to become overwhelmed about which is best for your situation or your company. For self-employed individuals, the SEP IRA may be one of the easiest accounts to set up and keep going. It may also be one of the less costly plans available to business owners. It certainly requires much less time spent on paperwork than a traditional 401k account. A SEP IRA account has many advantages over other kinds of retirement accounts, but only after carefully considering the pros and cons against other types of retirement accounts should you make the decision. If you are an employee of a small business, or if you yourself are self-employed, you are eligible to be enrolled in this kind of account. Only the employer will make contributions to the account. What is a SEP IRA? The SEP in the SEP IRA stands for Simplified Employee Pension. This account is essentially like a traditional IRA account, but it allows for much higher contributions. Each eligible person will have an account opened on their behalf. The SEP IRA has several benefits in addition to the higher contribution levels, including the ease of setup and account maintenance, and the ability to be 100% vested once the SEP IRA account is established. SEP IRA account contributions are also tax deductible on income taxes. The investments made are tax deferred until the funds are withdrawn. A business owner with or without employees can establish a SEP IRA. Who needs a SEP IRA? A SEP IRA account may be the right option for employers who want to contribute high amounts to their own retirement accounts, as well as contribute to partners in a company or employees in a small business. You are eligible to make contributions to a SEP IRA if you are a business owner, a part of a partnership, or a sole proprietor. You are also eligible for this type of retirement account if you earn any income from self-employment even when you have a full-time job elsewhere and are enrolled in another retirement plan. An advantage to having a SEP IRA account is that, unlike other plans, there are no income limits. Part-time employees who are 21 years or older and who have worked 3 out of the previous 5 years and earned $500 or more yearly must be covered by the plan. Employers can choose to provide coverage for employees under the age of 21 at their own discretion. SEP IRA rules. A SEP IRA account must be set up and funded by the tax filing deadline of the sole proprietorship or the business if it has been incorporated. In order to get a SEP IRA established, you must have an agreement in writing to make provisions for eligible employees. The owner of a self-employed business is considered to be an employee when relating to a SEP IRA account, as well as an employer. There is an agreement form, Form 5305-SEP, available from the IRS. Unlike a traditional 401k retirement account, you cannot borrow against the funds in a SEP IRA account. SEP IRA contribution limits. The amount of a SEP IRA contribution is capped at 25% of compensation. In 2015, the contribution allowance is at $53,000 annually. Contributions are not mandatory in every year where there is a net profit. You also do not need to maintain a certain level of contributions. You have the freedom to make the choice. For instance, you can make the full amount contribution 1 year and then only a smaller percentage the following year. You can also contribute nothing at all in that following year, even if there was a net profit. For employees that have a SEP IRA account, the money is yours once the employer makes an account contribution. Only the employer makes contributions to the account. Find a good SEP IRA calculator. If you are considering a SEP IRA account but are not completely confident that it's the right account for your retirement savings or your business, you can check your actual figures by using a calculator specific to the SEP IRA account. There are several retirement fund calculators available online. Enter your information to see if this kind of account is right for your situation and your retirement savings. Where to open a SEP IRA? SEP IRAs can be established at a bank, mutual fund, brokerage house, or any other financial institution. A SEP IRA account can be established for a business typically within a day after the agreement form is completed. Betterment, who I use for my taxable investing, now offers a SEP IRA. You can also set up a SEP IRA with Vanguard. They have minimums on their funds, so be sure to have lots of cash ready to get started with them. Again, there are many options available for retirement accounts for small business owners and the self-employed. Compare the SEP IRA to other traditional retirement accounts to see which has the most advantages for your situation. You just listened to the post titled Everything You Need to Know About the SEP IRA by Philip Taylor of PTMoney.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You don't need me to tell you that something always comes up when you're running a small business. Take the pain out of payroll benefits and HR and put the joy back in running your business with Gusto. Gusto's payroll and HR services can make it a little easier. Gusto was designed for you, the small business owner. They take the pain out of running a business, automatically calculating paychecks, filing payroll taxes, setting up open enrollment. Gusto does it all. Want more? Time tracking, health insurance, 401k, onboarding, commuter benefits, offer letters, access to HR experts. Well, you get the idea. With Gusto, you can focus on the joy of running your business, and it's super easy to set up and get started. And if you're moving from another provider, Gusto can transfer all your data for you. So it's no surprise 94% of customers are likely to recommend Gusto. 94. And here's the best part. Because you're a listener, you get 3 months totally free. All you have to do is go to gusto.com/OWD. Again, that's gusto.com/OWD. And I'm telling you, you're going to love Gusto. Get started today. And thank you to Philip for giving us permission to narrate this one today. Philip is a CPA, a blogger, podcaster, husband, and father of three. He's also the founder of the personal finance industry conference and trade show FinCon, which we have attended multiple times. Philip created PTMoney.com back in 2007 to share his advice on money, hold himself accountable while paying off over $75,000 in debt, and to meet others passionate about moving forward toward financial independence. Well, he succeeded. He's now fully self-employed, supporting his family using the income generated from his site and the conference. And he says that none of it would have been possible had he not taken control of his financial life and started building something of value for others. So come by his site to see what he's done there. He's got a lot to offer. And again, that is ptmoney.com. But that's going to do it for today. Hope you are having a fantastic and safe Independence Day if you're in the U.S., and I'll be back here reading to you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.